with him.
James Taylor came in. He was talking about, wasn't he in a nut house or something?
Yeah, he told us about
it. That's cool. What was that, Robin?
That he told us about his early days in the mental institute.
Yeah, that was cool. 10 times more talented than Rosie O'Donnell. He should have won an Emmy last night. Mm. Plus, I heard him do a version of Woodstock on, the hell was that again, Robin?
That was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards.
Yeah.
He was paying tribute to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who were inducted this year.
Yeah, he did one kick-ass version of that, and he said he'd come in here. He's got a new album out. Get a little promotion going on that. I saw him on Regis and Kathy Lee the other day.
Yeah, when he was promoting The Rainforest.
Yeah. Kathy Lee was trying to act like she was James Taylor's best friend. Hey, bring in James, will you, Baba Booey?
Yeah, before he runs away.
Yeah.
Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Howard?
What happened?
I apologize.
What's wrong?
Like a second before you called him, James had to go to the can.
He's in the can?
Yeah.
Get a microphone in there immediately.
No, he's nervous about being on.
He
the
said,
show.
When am I going on? I said, probably as soon as you come out.
He's not gonna shake my hand now, is he?
I'm sure he watches.
We need one of those detectors. Have you heard that now in some restaurants they're testing a device that can tell whether a restaurant worker walks out without washing his hands?
How can they tell?
I don't know. It must be a device on the sink that would show if they came to the sink or not.
Cool. Well, let's get that. Let's get that for all our employees and guests. You think he's in there dooting or peeing?
Oh.
I hope he's peeing. Otherwise, it could be a while.
All right.
He just went in.
Wonder if he ever nailed Joni Mitchell. James has gotten a lot of girls, man. Carly Simon was his wife for a while.
Howard, man, women go nuts for him. When you announced he was going to be on the show,
yeah,
so many phone calls from women. I love James. He's the best.
And remember when James had his hair, women really used to go wild.
They still go wild.
I know.
This man can't turn off women.
We should scar him. See if women will run away.
Yeah.
Well, because he's a sensitive guy. That whole sensitive.
Think.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's so sensitive.
I don't think
he's going through women. How sensitive is that?
I bet you he bites women on the back. You know what I mean? But women like really dig. I remember
any guy who can sing like that, you think is sensitive.
When the album Sweet Baby James came out, there was this really like cute picture of James with like his hair in his face and everything. Oh, there he is. There he is. What are you doing peeing in the middle of an interview?
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
What kind of a professional are you?
You call yourself a professional? Look at you. There he is, man. There's the man. James Taylor, everybody.
And he's tall and lanky.
Yeah, he's always stayed in shape. He never got fat. I dig that. No wonder the broads dig you. We were talking about how all these babes, as soon as we announced you were coming in, like we announced it 2 days ago, all these broads are calling in thinking they're going to get you.
You know, you said his name, and I was like, why doesn't he just marry me? You
know? James keeps getting married, though.
I know, he does. And I should be in the line.
Yeah. Aren't you married now? Again? Yeah, did you get married again?
No, I didn't say he got married again.
No, you didn't?
He's
no.
getting out of one.
Smart. Oh, yeah, you're getting out of one. You'll be married again. Guys like you keep getting married. You fall in love with love. You're like Larry King.
What is it about that?
I don't know, man. If I ever get single...
You're getting married again.
No way. I am never getting married again, man. I'm dating.
I would like to see you single.
I met this girl, Kim, yesterday. I'd like to date her for a while, but I'm not getting married.
All you could say was, I would marry you. That's all you said to her.
Why do you keep getting married? Seriously, James, you can have any
woman.
All happy. No, seriously, James, you could have any woman you want. And
really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you always get married. Do you fall in love with romance or something?
You think it's going to work out.
What, have you deluded yourself that it's always going to work out?
I got married twice.
Oh, is that it?
That's not always.
Oh, gee, I thought you were like on your fifth wife or something.
Huh.
No, all right, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, there goes that rap.
Twice is still a lot, Howard.
You think so? Oh, I don't.
Get married again.
Yeah, well, he was married to Carly a long time. I would have married Carly. I couldn't put up with her, but I'd marry her for a while. As long as she signs a prenup.
Oh, James, don't you give him
No, he knows. Carly's tough to take.
How do you know? Her marriage is working out. She's been married a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
No, I can't blame her.
She didn't badmouth you too bad when she was in here.
Was she on?
Yeah, she's been on. She's been on twice.
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do well with her.
I don't have anything bad to say about her either.
Yeah, no, that's why women like you. Because you sing sensitive songs. And
One.
Number two, you're famous and rich. And number three, you're like a nice, sensitive guy.
You don't talk about it.
You don't badmouth him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the secret of my success.
Yeah, you never hear about messy divorces or anything.
No, he gives them everything. Bankrupt right now. It's terrible. We were talking to Sammy Hagar yesterday. He said he got divorced, right?
Yeah.
He said, I was surprised. He said he was worth $18 million. He was very honest. He said, I'm worth $18 million. I gave my wife $9 million. Just came right out with it.
Yeah.
So gave her half, and I got the hell out.
Wow.
That was it. How could a guy like Sammy Hagar only have $18 million, though?
But that, again, we didn't
really
check.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, You know, I mean, some people just don't know how to pay attention to that.
Did you do that? I know Sting, he's a friend of yours. He's another guy who got ripped off, didn't he?
His manager or somebody ran off with some money. Business manager.
Yeah, I remember that happening a while back. Yeah, that'll happen, you know, if you pay somebody to look at your money after a while, they get you know, very protective of it.
they think it's
theirs.
They
love it.
That's right. They love your money.
Your money.
Well, how could you not?
I think Sammy Hagar has money in his mattress. That's what I think. I don't know.
We don't know whether that was pre-Van Halen.
Right.
Or not.
Well, the wife gets a lot of money. So you're going through a divorce. You're going to have to give up another half?
No, I was divorced last August.
Oh, you were. So you already gave up your other half. Is that hard to deal with? Seriously.
It's what?
Giving up half your money. Is that hard?
Well, you know, yeah, it's sort of, it's over pretty quick, but...
Yeah, it's painful.
Once you do it once, is it easier to do it?
Yeah, it really. A lot easier, yeah.
Does it make you think, like, I'm never getting married again?
Well, you know, you think that anyway, you know, you think that. Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I think I'd rather lose a leg. I'd rather lose a leg than lose my money.
You're crazy.
You know what I mean? If my wife said to me, okay, we're getting divorced, either take your leg off or I'm taking half your money, I'd say, here's my leg, honey. You can have it.
Get a saw.
We can make a prosthesis. You know what I mean? Yeah. I work hard. You know, getting up at 4 in the morning is not easy.
Yeah, but...
I'm sure you can buy a leg, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can.
But hopping to your money, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a weird concept, half your money. You know what I mean? It's just difficult to deal with. So I'm watching Regis and Kathy Lee. That was a great moment. You're on the show. And Kathy Lee, you know, God bless this woman.
How well do you know her?
You know what it is? She probably, you know...
God protect this woman.
Well, listen to this. I think Kathy Lee... Like, doesn't... I don't know where she grew up, but a woman her age should have grown up listening to James Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she should have been aware of James Taylor and everything. So she kind of... She strikes me as somebody who maybe heard one of your songs on the radio, and now she's like a James Taylor expert. And she's saying to James in the interview, hey, you know, how's your brother? How's your sister? She says, how's your brother Alex? And, of course, James turns to her and goes, well, he's dead. That was a great moment. Ooh. And she shut her mouth.
And not only that, he died 4 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Up.
Like, come on.
Wait a minute. You know, I mean, I think that was... It seemed to me as though it was a relatively sincere...
No way.
But does she know you? Trying to feign familiarity.
Yeah, right. I think actually that the only time myself and my siblings showed up on the same television show ever was probably some time ago we were on that show. So that was her reference to it.
I see.
Well, asking how everybody
wasn't
was.
That an uncomfortable moment? Because like you clammed
it
up.
It was a hugely uncomfortable moment. Yeah,
Regis just sort of sat there and let the silence grow.
You know, and I should have, you know, in retrospect, I should have just said, well. I think he's doing fine.
Yeah, right. Why do you got to bum everyone out and say he died?
Alex is probably doing just
fine. He's doing great. Will you write a song about that moment when Kathy Lee looked you in the eyes and tried to feign familiarity? Yeah. Yeah, working on it, yeah. Hey, James was real nice to me. I very few people are nice to me, and with good reason.
When was he nice to you?
He was nice to me. I was recording the Private Parts soundtrack album, and I was at a studio, and James Taylor was upstairs. And he actually invited me in. He said, hey, you want to come in and watch me record and stuff? But then you didn't record anything.
We did.
No, you never did. You were nice to me. You were like, hey, if you want to hang out or something. You were kind of like, you were nice to me.
No, we don't record in there. We just sit around a lot.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know what you guys were doing.
I don't know either.
James was hanging around.
Did you watch them while they sat there?
Well, he said, you want to come in and sit with us. But I was like, no, I got
to
leave. But
yeah, you had to leave.
Yeah, but you were like real nice to me, the fact that you would even call me up and invite me to sit with you.
Hey.
Yeah, that was nice of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It made me feel like a human being.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That almost made me feel acceptable. And you were with a couple of babes.
With a couple of babes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You dating again?
Yeah, there's some of that. I'm seeing somebody.
Really?
What is the age range?
Yeah. What do you like? What's your thing? White chicks?
Let me think.
I bet you got yourself
a
model.
It's a larger and larger age range, you know.
Is it really?
Anything from sort of 18 to 60 looks great.
Really? Wow. I like that. 60.
Yeah. That can't be wild.
They really did take your money. So the point is that your life is very, very much filled with temptation as you tour the country with your guitar.
Is that what happens to your marriages?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. Yeah.
Well, that's what I find is happening to me. I'm starting to crack. 23 years with the same woman. Mm. Never cheated.
No.
Never cheated.
Not once, I'm sure.
No, I'm serious. I haven't.
I'm with him all the time. I would know.
I'm telling you. But I'm starting to think about it. starting to really seriously think about it.
I thought about it last night, and I said, he's still not ready.
You really?
I thought about a few things you've said to me over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're still good for another 3-4 years.
James, do you argue with your penis like I do?
All the time.
You do? Do you yell at it?
I find small bites on my inner thigh.
Really?
My penis is furious with me.
Really? It's unbelievable.
It happens.
No, we are very cerebral men. You know what I mean? We
no,
really
you're
are.
Not.
All right, I'm not. James is. We have high morality and stuff. It's not that we want to, but
who
it's
who
just,
are you talking about?
Anybody.
How is he constructing?
It's difficult being a rock star, isn't it?
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On the road. Come on,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
I think it's hard on a marriage, yeah. It's hard on a marriage.
Let's go get laid. Take me someplace where that can happen.
Who are you seeing now?
Me? Yeah, who are you seeing now? A model? Lucky dog. I'm going to be out there with you soon, pal.
You're going to
see me
stories.
Out there. We're going to swap stories. Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. I'm going to be with you.
Where does James Taylor get girls?
Yeah, like, where do you hang, man? Or do you have a guy who just brings them into the dressing room?
Do you just call someone?
I find them in the woods.
Really?
Yeah, they're out in nature.
What do you do all day?
He goes hiking.
Obviously, you could be retired, even with giving away all your money all the time.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of dough. There's no question about it. What do you do? Where do you hang? What do you do all day when you're James Taylor? You can't just walk around.
I've been working for a while, it seems like.
We're putting out the new album.
I've been in the studio. I've been on the road. I've been doing a promotion. I've been,
really?
You know, I go here and there.
That's where you meet the chicks, huh?
That's where it is.
On the road and the promotion.
Right in here.
Bad. Yeah, you bet.
I see two under here.
Oh, is there two girls under the console right now? Hey, so I'm...
And there's a duck.
Oh, there you go. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, we were talking about it and stuff. We play a little clip. You're doing Woodstock, which I never heard you do before. Did you just start performing that that night?
That was the first time, yeah.
You were doing a hell of a number there. That was really good.
That was fun. That was good to do. You know, it's been in the back of my mind for a long time, that song. I know it from Joni, from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So I've been sort of putting it together in the back of my head.
I think people overlook your guitar playing, man, because it was really cool what you're doing with the guitar. The guitar starts going down, and James's voice starts going up. I don't know what you call that, but it just was really good.
Probably there is a musical term for it, but we don't know it.
I mean, the arrangement is real good. The musical arrangement's real good on that. Now, you didn't put that out on the new album, did you?
No, that was too late.
Too late to do this. So this would be an exclusive version, if you will.
In a sense, yes.
Would you do that for us now?
I would. I'll
you would.
Try.
You would be honored.
It's amazingly early. It's 7:46
out there. Oh,
please.
Don't be like these pussy rock stars who come in here and say it's too early in the morning. These young punks who don't know how to do it. We get people in here like James. You'd never cop that attitude. You could sing any time of day.
If it's too early, you just don't go to sleep. You shoot through.
Right. Exactly.
Just shoot through.
You're a trooper. That bitch Kathy Lee ought to keep her mouth shut about your brother.
Hey, I gotta sit this one out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was a pretty funny moment, though.
Well, you know, it's interesting when the Grim Reaper shows his face in such a cheery context.
Yeah, right. In the middle of the Regis and Kathy Lee show. And then I could have sworn Sting leaned over to you, or you leaned over to Sting at the end of the show, because I have it on tape, and you kind of whisper and you go, well, that was an uncomfortable moment.
I might have said that.
Yeah. Want to hear it? I got it on tape. Let's see. Let's see what James says.
No.
It's something weird. Okay. So let's do Woodstock.
Okay.
Well, let's do that. I think the audience is in for a real treat here.
Okay. Now,
do you want to set up or something? You want me to take a little break?
Don't we have to set up?
Yeah. Do you have a couple of things to plug in?
What do you got?
I think we could. Well, you know, I got my guitar and it needs a microphone, and then I need a microphone.
Remember, that's easy enough to do. You take that microphone, you swing it. Hey, Gary, swing that microphone.
And I don't
over.
Know what it is. Howard, you're loud and I'm quiet in this thing.
Okay. Oh, that's because the headphones suck.
Oh, okay.
You're loud as hell.
No, I'm loud.
Okay, here, watch. Take your guitar. Gary, go over there and help James. I'll smack you in the head. Go ahead.
Oh, that's better.
Here, wait a second. It's connected here. Tell me when it's enough.
Baba Booey. You know what I dig about you, James? Even though I know you're setting up.
Yeah.
Like when you lost your hair.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about like wearing a toupee?
All the time.
You did, really?
Oh, sure.
Was it traumatic for you? Because I remember that picture on Sweet Baby James. I mean, you had that long, flowing hair. Chicks went wild for that. Yeah. So when it started falling out, how old were you?
I don't know.
20s?
I forget, but yeah. Sure, like 30s, you know, end of my 30s.
And did the record company go, oh my God, he's losing his hair, it'll be bad for his image and all that?
Well, you know, they were so busy being fired and rehired and stuff. That they
right. So did you start to say, wait a second, I'm going to go get a long hair wig or something? Did you ever say that?
Well, you know, you explore all your options. There's a great industry out there preying on people who are...
losing their hair.
Hair challenge.
Feel terrible about
it. And are you hairy on the rest of your body?
No, you're not? There's no hair anywhere on me.
Really? Oh, that's very sexy. I didn't realize. So in other words, like you started to lose it, and then you said, you know what, I'm a good-looking guy, and I'm a rock star. I can still get chicks, so who cares?
You know, you just think about your options, and none of them seem very good. If there were a pill I could take, I would definitely take it.
You would? Yeah. Even if what if they told you that it would reduce your life by 10 years? Would you still take the pill?
Well, what actually happened was I had a dream.
Right.
And in the dream, a character in a dark suit came to me in the dream and said, you know, James, you know that Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
That can come down.
Right.
But someone's going to have to make a sacrifice.
Right.
So I lost my hair and the wall came down.
I see. So you believe that the Berlin Wall came down because you lost your hair.
I don't know.
That's very beautiful. That's a good way to look at that.
I don't think
but you never considered a toupee or anything, right?
No.
That would be too goofy.
No. Yeah. Well, maybe somebody else's toupee, like a red one, you know? Or
yeah, right,
like
right.
That.
Yeah. Bozo the Clown toupee or something, right.
But, you know, a different color in the middle than on the side.
Right, right. Well, I admire that. I think if I lost my hair, I would just shave my head and deal with it.
Really?
That's what I would do. Because, you know, because I've never seen a good toupee.
That's a thing now, people shaving their heads. My dad always shaved his head since he was... Since he was like 20 years old, he buzzed it. So.
You know what you do? You get a bunch of earrings and shave your head. That's the way to go. That's the way you do it. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you think we should try this, or should I take... Let's try the Woodstock thing. Tell me... Here, we'll do a little sound check here. Now, listen to this. I can set you up with these microphones.
Okay.
Now, here, play a little something on your guitar for a second.
Maybe let's put this mic down here and that one there.
All right, if you like that.
Well, that happens.
I could do that.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Closer to where he's playing.
You want a little echo? Well, you like this thing?
Yeah, a little. Oh, look. Some courtesy echo. That's
do you hear it?
Yeah.
Or is that on me?
No, that's good, too. You're in there, too.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Are you singing?
Oh, no.
You're in the same oil drum or whatever it is.
Yeah. Do you like the mix between the guitar and your voice?
Yeah, I kind of do. Let me see. Well, I came upon
all right.
Child of God. He was walking along the road and I... Asked him, said, where are you going? And this he told me. Well, I'm going down to Yesger's farm. Gonna join in a rock and roll band. Gonna get down on the land and try to set my soul free. We are stardust, we are golden. We are million-year-old carbon, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Well, then can I walk beside you? I've come to lose my smile, and maybe it's a cog in something turning. Maybe it's the time of year, and maybe it's the time of man. And I don't know who I am, but life is for learning. Yeah. We are stardust, and we are golden. We are million-year-old carbon, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong. And everywhere was a song and a celebration. And I dreamed I saw the bomber death ships flying shotgun in the skies, turning into butterflies above our nation. We are stardust, we are golden. We are caught up in the devil's bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden. We are stardust, we are golden, we are million-year-old
carbon, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Man, I was great during that. I was so quiet. Shut me up. Nice job. I love that.
Yeah, that.
I love that. That's a perfect song for you. You ever get a piece of that Joni Mitchell? I bet you did. Lucky. Hey, you did. I bet you dated her, huh?
My memory is not good.
Really? I bet you've had a few of those famous
women.
Probably
had lots of famous women.
Yeah, I'm sick of you. You know what? I'm sick of you. I really
God
am.
I gave you everything.
Yeah, you're lucky. Can't believe it. Yeah, well, you suffered early on. You deserve it. You were in the mental institution.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool to be
but
in the mental institution.
But he got rich really young, too.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
Rich young, yeah.
So great when you're in a mental institution, and then like 3 weeks later, you're rich, and you're like everyone,
look
hey, who's crazy now, you bastard?
Yeah, that we're sitting there in group therapy.
Yeah. I wonder if any of those guys who were in there, where they're still in group therapy, going, that guy was in here, he walks out, he gets rich, writes songs about it.
You know, we don't keep in touch like that.
Yeah, right. You haven't maintained any friendships from those days.
We haven't like we should.
You didn't
Where's
meet anyone
that
in the
darn psychiatrist.
You haven't met anyone in there that you really bonded with.
This crazy guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a nutty fella.
I love it. I love it.
Well, no you can.
A lot of people in your family are depressed, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, you know, we've had, I wouldn't call it depression, really. I don't know what it is.
Right.
It's just a little crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's really right in line with the way most people are. It's just, it's a matter of degree, I think.
Right.
Sometimes.
You guys take it
Do
to the
Do you think you're okay?
Oh, he's okay.
I didn't ask you.
You okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I seem to be pretty stabilized out. I ground a lot of things off, you know.
Yeah.
I took the grinding wheel to a lot of unnecessary gray matter, and I just removed
it. We talk about like heroin and stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
You were into that.
I can't remember.
I did that once. You know who's really crazy? Fred. He belongs in a mental institution. You should talk to him a little bit. You know the Beatles signed James Taylor when he was 20 years old?
Is that right?
That's right, right?
Yes, I had to write my dad a note and get him to sign it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, for permission.
She's going to be 21 to sign a contract.
Yeah, I had to be 21, so they I wrote my dad this little letter. He showed and misspelled a lot of words and stuff. He showed me the letter some time ago. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's pretty weird.
And he wrote back a letter to the Beatles. I can't remember what it said. Dear Beatles, please let my boy record. It's okay.
And what happened? The Beatles heard a demo tape of you or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made a demo.
You know how many demos I sent to the Beatles of my band, Electric Comic Book? Didn't get one stinking letter from any of them. Fire and Rain is about, before we get to James's new album, I figured we'd work up to it.
Okay.
You know, the new album is called Hourglass, and I'm going to play the single. It's called Time With You. But, you know, so working through it, Fire and Rain was about being in the nut house and everything, right?
Well, it was sort of written in three separate episodes.
Cool.
And the last one was written in a different place from that other place we mentioned before, which is
really
another lovely spot.
Really? So this was written in three different places, Fire and Rain?
Yeah.
It's about coming through, you know, heroin addiction, nut houses, the whole thing, right? That's what we're listening to when we hear this.
I think that last verse has got a little bit of heroin addiction in it, yeah.
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 The heroin must be great. I mean, everyone's getting addicted to it, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's very popular.
I can't picture you putting a needle in your arm, though. I can't picture you doing that.
No.
You seem like so together.
I can't imagine what I was thinking.
Really, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
It's like a different guy did that.
It's a long, long time ago.
That's right. Yeah,
it's a long time.
That's right. You only do coke now, right?
Oh!
No, you're completely off that stuff, is what you want to say.
Yes, that's what
I'm saying. I'm not sure what you want to say.
Yeah.
All right, but the point is, the song that came out of it was beautiful.
Well, you know, that's the way it often works.
Yes.
For me, you know, so it makes basically a you know, a sort of a makes turns adversity into a good thing. How's that for a thing?
Yeah, good. That's good
to say. Yeah.
One can only wonder what music would have come out of James Taylor doing ecstasy, some of the more popular drugs of today. But no one will never know.
No one cares.
I say we put James on every drug known to man and see what kind
see
of song
he
comes out with. Yes.
Oh, thanks. No thanks. I did my time.
That's it. It's over with.
It's too damn boring. I mean, you know, I don't mean to don't want to jump on a drug rap here and bring everybody down. But you know, it's boring.
Yeah,
it's boring.
It's so over.
Same thing over and over again.
Right.
It's just
Jackie. You listening?
Okay.
What?
Jackie, did you hear that?
I'm smoking.
You hear what James is saying? Yeah. We got a guy with a problem over there between alcohol and pot and everything else.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Jackie's got a bit of a problem.
That's a nice problem.
He had to go to Amsterdam on his vacation, so he's sitting in all the hash houses.
Sure, James has been there.
You ever been to Amsterdam?
I
don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit of Fire and Rain. Take us back to that horrible time in your life.
All right, good. But let's go back.
Good.
I so often do.
All right, we're going to capo a little bit, Robin. Okay. That's...
I'm going to capo even up one more.
Go ahead, be my guest.
I know, you know, this early, I used
capo
to
capo your ass
down.
Off. You usually... Okay, go ahead.
You want me to sing the whole song?
I don't know, whatever you're into. I don't want to bum you out. I like to hear you sing anything.
I'll sing a verse or so.
All right, good.
Which verse?
Any verse. We'll sing the one about heroin addiction. That's a good verse.
Okay.
We all like that. We like to hear your pain. Makes us feel better about our own lives.
Mine too. Okay. That's the intro.
Nice.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans you made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, I thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Look down on me, Jesus. You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again.
Susan, and have you seen her?
Seen her. He dumped her 20 years ago.
Do you want to see her?
Susan, I know who Susan is. Susan was one of the girls in the nut house with you, right? Right? Am I right?
No, that's not right.
Susan is heroin.
No. Yeah.
Susan is what?
Kathy Lee.
No, Susan died in the nut house.
No. Susan was a friend of mine who did die, and friends of mine in London. I was in London at the time working on that album with Apple Records, and
wow.
And they were reluctant to. They were excited about my having this opportunity to make this record, stuff like that.
So right.
They hesitated to tell me that this bad news, thinking that it would be, you know, like,
because you were in love with her and everything.
She and I were tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you would have dumped her anyway. You saved her a lot of heartache, I'm telling you. I know James.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah, she wouldn't be your wife now.
She would not be your wife now. Susan would be middle-aged at this point. But you're always sad when somebody dies, obviously. You know what I mean? I mean, I would think you would be.
Yeah.
Well, what are you saying? I'm like Kathy Lee now? Because I asked you. Asked if Susan is. You're like Kathy Lee. You got any happiness in your life, James? I mean, really, what's going on here?
I have a huge amount of happiness.
All right, take it easy.
My life is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't understand why people think I have some...
You seem sad. I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes I get sad when I'm around
chicks
you.
Chicks dig that.
Yeah, oh, chicks dig it. But I'm a guy, all right? I'm trying to have some fun.
Okay.
Be a guy. You know what's great? I watch you sing effortlessly. Your voice has never deteriorated. I mean, it's gotten only stronger. I mean, you have to laugh at someone like your ex-wife who can't even perform on stage without going through...
Oh, stop that.
You probably secretly laugh.
She's gotten over that now.
No, she really hasn't.
She can perform to small groups.
Did you secretly laugh at Carly when when she could not get up on stage and perform comfortably?
The first time I ever saw Carly, she was on stage.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 14 years old, and she was
really.
She was performing with her sister.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
No, but you know, she has stage fright or something. You probably
she
went,
does. She has terrible.
Just
she
get up and sing, will you?
Well, you know, I understand it.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
And you have none of that, though.
It can be terrifying. Yeah, I get it sometimes.
I see you as confident.
You know, you sink below a certain level, and your body won't work. You know?
Really?
Yeah, your hands shake, and you can't.
I'm Mr. Confidence. I never have that problem.
Yeah, no.
I'm a real macho. Right, Robin? You've never seen me like that.
Put him on a 30-foot wire.
Oh, well, that's different. You try. You know what? You pretend to be Fart Man and show your ass cheeks to the world. See if you don't get a little stage fright. You know what I mean?
It's a gig.
It's a gig, and I have to do it. It's the only thing I can't play the guitar. When you used to practice guitar, did you do it with the mind that you knew you'd get girls? Because watching you play, I'd even go to bed with you.
I was hoping. I was
yeah,
hoping.
It's part of the whole thing,
well,
right?
Well, this must, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Men must come on to you as well.
Yeah, do you ever get men coming on to you?
I don't get anyone coming on to me.
Stop
oh,
it.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Come here, I'll throw you right out of here.
Okay.
Gay men never come on to you? You've never had gay sex?
No.
Really?
No, really.
All right.
Even in the times you can't remember?
Yeah, even in the times I can't remember.
Would you be willing to be hooked up to a lie detector?
Well, yes, I'm willing.
Okay.
I'm sure you got one right here, sir.
Okay.
Hook me up.
You're all man, is in other words what you're saying.
Well, you know,
right.
I don't know what it is.
You
maybe
sure Suzanne was a woman?
It, but it doesn't. Yes.
You did. All right, okay. Now, when you wrote the song, Sweet Baby James, let me just one last blast from the past. I know it's hard for you to go back and look at these songs. Not a good. It isn't?
No.
Because I know you have to perform these a lot and everything, and you go, hey, you know, who
but
cares?
Not that much.
But yeah. You love them, right?
Yeah.
When you did Sweet Baby James, I always thought, like, I was a guy, I used to put down James Taylor to all my girlfriends.
Oh,
because
yeah?
Because they were in love
what'd
with him.
You
I go,
say?
Say, look at this egotistical guy. Writes a song about himself, Sweet Baby James. Yeah. Call himself Sweet. Is the song, in fact, about you, Sweet Baby James?
No, it was about my my brother's kid, my nephew, James.
It is. Okay, good. Yeah. Good. I knew you weren't like that.
Yeah, no, I'm like that. The first half is about my... I was driving down to North Carolina to see this kid. He was the firstborn of my generation, you know.
Yeah,
my older brother Alex's kid.
And you were going to be an uncle for the first time.
That's right. I was an uncle already, and I had to go down and see him. So I was driving down there from Massachusetts, and
right.
I did a straight drive, straight on down. And while I was driving, I was working on this song, which was meant to be sort of like a little buckaroo kind of cowboy tune, you know.
Right, and then we ended up being about him.
It ended up being about Sweet Baby James. That's
wow,
right.
Wow, that's perfect.
And then, but in fact, the second verse I wrote, I've been visiting Arlo Guthrie up in Massachusetts, in the western part of Massachusetts, and I was.
Well, that must have been fun. That guy can ramble. I mean, Jesus. How about cutting that song in half? Yes.
He can spin a yarn.
He sure can. You're probably like, oh, God, get me out of here. I'll go see my nephew.
No,
guys, Arlo Guthrie. Well, we went down to the anchor farm and went around. Shut up. Come on, man.
You are so crazy.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
You'll hang with me. You'll get sick of him real quick.
Oh, boy.
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, my friends.
What's that guy?
I need a friendectomy.
I can get rid of all your friends.
Yeah.
Your answering machine will be blank.
Stick with him.
That's right. I got this friend build-up thing, and I got...
Where you live now? New York?
I live in Massachusetts.
Oh, you do? We got a big spread out there?
Ah, big old spread.
Really? Oh, that's nice. And you sold your house to O.J., one of your homes, didn't you?
I lived in that O.J. house.
You did?
I lived on
the Brentwood.
House, the house on Hazen in Brentwood, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you sold that to O.J.?
No, I didn't sell it. I rented it for
no
15
kidding.
Minutes, yeah, but I was in there.
Yeah, wow.
Carly reminded me of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You still speak to Carly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you got
they
kids.
They have kids in common, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
I love Carly. She's great.
Yeah, right. I mean, you just couldn't live with her.
Oh.
Come on.
Well, you know,
you got too many options.
She couldn't live with me.
When you have sweet, do a little Sweet Baby James.
Okay,
go ahead. You're getting into trouble.
Okay,
you're losing all your friends.
Oh.
Arlo Guthrie's mad at you now.
I can feel him dropping off now.
No, you told me in private that you'd rather be married to Arlo than Carly at this point. You couldn't take her anymore.
I thought I got him confused.
No, you never said that. Of course. Go ahead. Now here it is.
Carlo.
I'm watching your face, Robin, when James performs. You're very into it.
I know. I'm gone.
You're easy. Look at your legs spreading.
Oh, yeah.
A little Sweet Baby James, and all of a sudden you're ready. It's a great lubricant for a woman, guitar play. If only I could play. Oh, a tune-up. I love that.
That's a tune-up, yeah.
See, all that stuff even works for you.
Yeah, even your guitar is like, it's not a
tuning
fancy guitar. That's cool. It's part of the whole thing.
No, it's pretty streamlined operation.
Yeah, that's not an expensive guitar, is it?
No.
No.
$15, $16.
Fred, is that an expensive guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is. What is it?
I'm not sure what it is, but it's quite nice. You look at the inlay on the...
I
see.
This is a, this was made by a guy who lives in St. Paul named James Olson.
Handmade?
Jimmy Olson.
Jimmy Olson. Handmade guitar?
It is a handmade guitar, yeah.
All right, well, it's got a nice sound. You're doing nice.
He's a luthier.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they...
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
There is a young cowboy lives on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. As the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and clothes in his eye. As the dogies retire, he sings out a song which is soft, but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. Says good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock-o-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-o-bye, sweet baby Jane. Now the first of December, it was covered with snow. And so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. The bird cheers, they seem dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me, 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing of their home and sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. Just singing seemed to work fine for me, yeah. So good night, all your moonlight ladies. Rock-o-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues for colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? Won't you? Rock-o-bye, oh sweet baby Jane.
See, now I understand the song. Look at you sitting on an active volcano. Nice job.
You know what I'm wondering? What inspires him to write? Like, he just was thinking about a cowboy, and he decided to write a song.
He's thinking about a cowboy story, but then all of a sudden you incorporate, I'm telling a nighttime story to Sweet Baby James, right?
I understand that.
I wish I put things together like that.
I'm wondering why you would choose a cowboy in the first place.
Well, because, this is a little boy, there's that song. Go to sleep, my little buckaroo, where the light of the prairie stars is shining down on you.
So you started thinking of that, and you said, hey, I could come up with my own little...
A little, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What are you sorry about?
A little buckaroo.
No, I like that. Very good. Very nice. I like to know the genesis of these songs.
I do, too.
In case we ever get inspired to write, Robin.
Well, I'm looking for inspiration. I wonder where it came from.
Never too late. So then, now, of course, you put out a new album.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to
lose
you.
Don't interrupt him.
Hey, which song hooked the Beatles, though? What was the demo tape you sent? I mean, what song was it?
I think it, I sent Something in the Way She Moves. Sunshine, Sunshine. I sent a...
So you sent them a cover version of...
No, that was this...
Something in the Way...
No, that's a George Harrison tune.
Yeah.
This is a...
All right.
But something in the way she moves.
That's a great song. They sent him that. Yeah, I would have hired you. Why don't you send the tape to me? I could have had a record company.
Yeah.
Jesus, nobody sends me any good stuff.
You were 2 years old.
You should
something.
Hear the demo tapes I get from my audience. I get guys sending me tapes all the time. I don't hear any damn good songs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear some good ones. Sometimes people send us tapes.
The good people send them to you. The bad people send them to us.
I can't picture you on heroin, though. You don't seem the type.
Was
the first time you ever did it?
I don't know what I could have been thinking.
What, the first time you did it, you shot up or you snorted? Come on, no one forgets that.
Change the subject?
Really? You're not comfortable talking about that?
Really?
Come on, what's the big deal? I'm fascinated.
The country loves shooting up.
The time I snorted, what happened is I ended up snorting it because the guy told me it was cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know the difference, and I snorted it, and it was uncomfortable for me. I don't remember particularly. I don't remember if I. I don't remember.
I
was confused.
I thought you snorted it and threw up.
Yeah, I was all confused and everything.
Yeah.
So it was just like I didn't know what happened, and then I figured it out what it was.
You were better off.
Really?
Yeah, better off sick.
Oh, you liked it.
I did. I liked it.
So immediately you liked it.
Ashamed to say it, but I did. I liked it very much. Well, you know, at that time I was living in on West 7th Street on West Avenue and Charles Street in down in the village it was more available than a drink was, than a beer was. You know?
Right,
was
and everyone was doing it, all the musicians and stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, I hung around and watched it happening for a long time, like 2 or 3 months, and then finally, you know, somebody offered me a hit, and off I went.
Man, you get curious.
I said, oh, I see. I get the picture.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you know, I think it probably something that is... is the case with most addictions is that, you know, they work really well for you in the beginning and they turn on you. Of course, you know, it's something like, you know, strong opiate addiction, morphine or heroin or something like that. It's the progression of the thing is really quick. You know,
yeah.
So it rapidly is out of control. You know, you don't tell yourself like alcoholics tell themselves up until absurdly late in their addiction that they're like social drinkers and,
right,
you know,
keep kidding themselves.
It's hard to tell yourself after a couple of months that you're, you know, you're a social heroin.
Ever steal money from your mother's pocketbook?
Well, yes.
You did?
Really? Well, he was a real addict.
Wow. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Arrange for your friends to...
That's when you know you hit an all-time low. You start stealing from your mom.
Get into the house and steal their televisions?
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, you've got some background. Okay, so let's get to the new album, okay? That's really why James Taylor is here. So there's not any love for us.
You know what? It took us 15 years to come back, and I guess it'll take him another 15 years to come back.
I never thought I'd see you again after the first appearance.
It's amazing.
All right, here it is. The new James Taylor CD is called Hourglass. Obviously Hourglass because why? My guess is because time
that's
is going by. Oh, that's the figure you want? Well, you got a nice figure. What
no,
do you work out?
On the woman.
Oh, on a woman. That's right. That's Carly's figure. So the point is Hourglass because time is... It's passing by, isn't it? It's the passage of time.
Well, that's partially it, but you know, like a CD is just like an hourglass itself. You put it in, you punch the thing, and an hour goes away. It's sort of like...
No, oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing. That's really...
That's why he can write these songs, huh?
At first, I thought you were a fan of Lance Ito, Judge Lance Ito, who kept hourglasses on his desk during the O.J. trial.
Oh, did he? I didn't realize.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Why did he do that?
Because he's a big show-off and a baby, and obviously not a good judge. He's a maniac.
I couldn't see what was going on in that cage. Yeah. The
maybe because he's so... He's sort of hypnotized by these hourglasses. He had no idea that his courtroom was in complete disarray. What a mockery. I say he has hourglasses because he's a whack job. That's just my, you know, listen, not all of us can be normal. All right. So the single, let me concentrate on the single from here,
what
okay?
What is it called again?
A Little More Time With You.
Okay.
Obviously about a woman who perhaps died. Or a brother who died?
Well, yes, sir.
And if I could have only had a few more moments. Am I correct?
No.
What is it?
I think it was just about the divorce was almost over, and he said, just a little more time with you.
A little more time with you, and I'm going to kill myself. What is a little more time with you? Help us out here.
It's a lightweight kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
We're looking for something heavy.
Yeah, well, give us something heavy, will you?
There's something heavy on
it's a deep show. What is a little more time with you? Seriously.
It's another song, you know. It's a little lighthearted
who
thing.
Thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about this thing, you know.
The girl you're with now?
Yeah.
The hot chick you're with now?
A little bit. Yeah.
Really? Oh, so this is dedicated to her?
Well, a little bit. Yeah.
Model?
Yeah, no, she's not.
No? Nope. Interesting.
Nope. But very pretty.
But yeah, right.
I think so, yeah.
No Buckaroo references on this song. Let's face it. All right. Here's a song. Obviously, all fans of James Taylor look forward to any new music from the man.
Sure.
Here's a chance to listen to the heart of James Taylor, where he says, look, I met a hot chick, and what better way to turn her on but than to say, I need a little more time with you. This is what he's saying. I'll listen carefully and analyze.
Oh, God, I know you will.
I hope you list your penis as a co-writer on this song, because he's responsible more for this song than you are.
It goes without saying.
There we go.
What, I can't hear you?
A little more time with you from James Taylor. His new CD is called Hourglass. In the stores now, right?
It is. It should be in there, yeah.
All right. It's great to see James Taylor. I never thought I'd see him again. I don't know. Just a bit so long between visits. You know what I mean? But
you know, there was that funny moment at the Rainforest concert this year when they did that last song with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And all the guys were ready to end the show. And Stevie kept singing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you had a little problem. Couldn't get Stevie off the stage. Well, stop that blind thing. You never know when to exactly end. He couldn't tell that everyone was leaving.
He couldn't see the signal.
Right. You had fun with that?
Oh, that was great fun. Yeah. That's fun every year. It's a panic, you know. I mean, it's terrifying, because we have 2 days to put together this. It's a major thing.
It's a cool show. I love it.
It's a great show.
Yeah, I had a great time there.
It has. Me too, you know. Yeah. And it's also, it's got me started on things that I never would have gotten into before, you know, like working with...
Well, like charity and stuff?
No, not like that. But like, you know, the first year I did it, they hired an orchestra. And so I sang, for the first time, sang like a standard tune in front of an orchestra. That's a great...
It opened up a lot of things.
Yeah, it opened up some different stuff.
Ever nail Bonnie Raitt?
Oh!
You did, huh?
Not the best of mine.
No, okay. Of course not. All right, James Taylor CD, Hourglass, new single, A Little More Time With You. Thanks for coming in, James Taylor, man. It's great to see you.
Yeah, Howard, thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks. Did you actually say you love the show?
No, I did.
Oh, wow. Hey, we're making progress with you. You sure you love the show? You sure you want to make that statement? Really? You sure you want to go on record as that? Saying that? Okay. Well, all right. You can take it back.
We've got it on tape now.
That's it.